start your day of the Torah way, Northwest London. Tuesday, first day, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 30th of Tishri, 25th of October, Rabbi Tovia Gross, Shlita, told us Noah. This week's Torah way has been sponsored jointly by Father Max Grossnas, Lenishmas, High Raisinas, Michal Ryan, Olea Sholem. Ziyatat was on the 28th of Tishri. And the Chloe Simcha Mitzvah of Moshe Yudakin, his mitzvah was last Shabbos, Bereshis. He wrote in Shizko Hero, was kind of Rav Nachas, Mimenim, he called Yotzei Cholotzeim.
Morning, Tchidesh. The Heilige Chasam Sofer and the Talmud known as Reb Shmelke Miselish, Reb Shmelke Klein. This Talmud once recalled the time he was accepted, he arrived to the yeshiva. This Talmud recalled the time he was accepted into yeshiva's Preshburg, the yeshiva of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. He went with a friend that was officially a greater Eli and a greater Talmud Chochem than he was, than Reb Shmelke Miselish. They arrive together to the yeshiva of the Heilige Chasam Sofer, and they walk into the yeshiva to be fahed by the Chasam Sofer. It was now this time of the year after Sukkot, and they come into the yeshiva, and the greater Eli went in to be fahed first. After a couple of minutes, he walks out of Chasam Sofer's room, and he's quite solemn-faced. His friend Reb Shmelke Miselish asked him what's going on. He then said, Chasam Sofer, the Heilige Chasam Sofer didn't accept me into the yeshiva for an unknown reason. Reb Shmelke understood that if his friend, the greater Eli, wasn't accepted into the yeshiva, then versteht sich, he will not be accepted because he can't learn as well as his friend. And he got up to turn around to try and leave. As they're about to leave, Reb Shmelke and his friend, Chasam Sofer called back Reb Shmelke and tells him, come here, I'd like to fahe you. Reb Shmelke was a bit shocked, but he decided, okay, Chasam Sofer wants to fahe me, he'll go into the room. As he comes into the room, Chasam Sofer fahes him. After a couple of minutes, he walks out with a large smile on his face. His friend understood what had happened, and his friend left, and he stayed, Reb Shmelke Miselish stayed, and grew up to be one of the greatest tzaddikei from Hungary. A couple of weeks later, the Talmud went up to the Chasam Sofer, a third Talmud, and told the Chasam Sofer, Reb Shmelke Miselish is officially a Shaina Eli, but his friend was a much greater Eli. What's pshat that his friend was not accepted and Reb Shmelke was accepted? Chasam Sofer said, you may be right, he may be a greater Eli, but when they walked into the yeshiva together, I happened to be looking out of the window and I saw them walk into the forecourt of the yeshiva. Now it was just after Sukkot, and the Sukkot were still put up, and the Lilovim, which were used as a schach, were scattered all around the floor. Reb Shmelke's friend walked in and stepped straight onto the Lilovim, without realizing, or he did realize, that the Lilovim, and walked straight into the yeshiva. Mitzvah she'udam dosh ba'akayvav, he stepped on them, and he walked into the yeshiva. His friend Reb Shmelke saw the Lilovim on the floor, and therefore went on the side and tried to dodge the Lilovim as much as possible. Chasam Sofer then went on to say, when a Talmud comes into the yeshiva, the most important thing, the most wichtige zach is that he should be machshiv Torah mitzvahs. A bucher that arrives to yeshiva for the first time and he just goes and steps onto schach, which we used just a couple of days ago for the heilige mitzvah sikkah, Azar Bucher versteht nicht, Azar Bucher doesn't understand the chashivas of the mitzvahs and the Torah in a meile, Azar Bucher can't be accepted into my yeshiva. Reb Shmelke, on the other hand, arrived and went around and was machshiv the mitzvahs in a meile, he's machshiv the Torah. Oy bazoy, avada Azar Bucher, we admire, he may not be the greatest Eli, but Azar Bucher will grow up to be a gudel b'Torah. Mekach haver. Start Your Day the Torah Way is a meridige initiative for yungelait or balabatim that go later on the day to work ala Torah v'ala avoide Aber they start the day in the correct way, im Meile hat es Ashbue, has Ashbue on the rest of the day. Toiv achris dova mereshisoi. If we want the achris of the day to be good, if we want the rest of the day to be good, then mereshisoi, one has to make sure that the righteous starts off well. I was brought up on St. Clair Grove, and I was zoche to see an old yidid of the Shi, Mr. Joseph Zecharin Levrucha, used to come, I think, nearly for 18 years for Chai Shunim, and I was zoche to see him coming every day, not every day, I used to see him always run to the Shi. They say he came out never missed the Shi. Dol the Shi is on Och Le'il Nishmusim. The Gemara says in Yimedaf Ayin Aleph, Omar Abrachia, Rav Rachia said, "Imroya udam, shatoyre pisekes mizari." If one sees that the Torah is being nifsak, his children are straying from the Torah path. What's the etzah? Yailech v'yisu bas talmud chochem. He should go on and marry a bas talmud chochem. Freg the Mashua from Art, and Mashua and Chedish Agudas asks, "How can one is married, he's got a wife and children. How can he just go now? Drop his wife and children and go get remarried. We treffen azah hette, we shleiten teure azah hette, that one may just go and marry a new wife." Says the Mashu, Elu Mai, Mashu says in Ekimte, Mizdain, the Gemara is referring to someone that his children are straying from the Yiddish path. Imamayla, he himself is married, he can't do anything about it. But in order to settle his children down, he should go and marry them off to Talmidei Chachomim, to Bas Talmidei Chachomim, as though his children will get back on track. The Mashu is a Shaino Kimte, it's a nice Kimte, but Lamaise in the Gemara it's quite doichik, because the Gemara says, Yeilech v'yesu, he himself should go and marry a Bas Talmud Chochim. It doesn't say Yeilech v'yesu om the Bas Talmud Chochim. The Rif and the Ein Yaakov and Andre want to say a different shot. If one sees that his children are straying from the Yiddish path, he should go and marry another wife, and azoi, hopefully from his second wife, he'll have children, bunim talmidei chachomim. Pshat is, the Mashu learned that in order to be successful with your first children, the Eitzah is to go marry a bas talmud chochem, and then the first children will hopefully work out well. The Ein Yaakov and the Rif both learn that pshat is that enoch number the first children from your first wife, taka won't be talmidei chachomim, but hopefully the children from your second wife will be talmidei chachomim. In Mamayla you'll have bunim talmidei chachomim on this world. This is our best pshat. It's a better pshat than the Gemara. But the Gemara is still a bit susim. Mekenav shazugin, we can say efshe b'derech drish, a third mahalach. The Torah tells us this week in the end of the parasha, "Vatehi sura yakuru, ein la velod." The question is asked by many, the Rechaim HaKudosh on the page, what's a double lushan? "Vatehi sura yakuru, is fashteitzich, is ein la velod." Zukter Rav Yaivi, that a person can have three types of children. Rav Yaivi brings B'Shem his father. A person can have three types of children. There's one that we all want to be zoiche to, bunim evnevunim, oiskim batoiru evamitzvois, which we all daven for every day, we all hope for. The second type of child is which we find by Avruam and Tzuru, v'esa nefesh asheusi b'churan. Kolam alamed es ben chavei retoire is ke'ili yoldoi, even though it's not b'poil your child, but because you taught him Torah, it's mamish ke'ili yoldoi. That's the second type of child. The third type of child is, if we go in Rashi, this week's Sedra, the beginning of the parasha, Eile toildeis noyach, zukt Rashi, Iker toildeisayim shel tzadikim, is ma'asim toivim. The Iker, the most important child of a Talmud Chochem, of a tzadik, is ma'asim toivim. Now, this is not dafke tzadik. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Durash Moshe, the first vot on this week's parasha, a nice vot, kedai to look into, explains that what's pshat ikitul deseim shel tzadikim amasim toivim, because when a person is mashkia time and money and koiches and tears into his children, he makes sure he wants that the end result should be bunim talmidei chachomim. Azoyach, when a person does a mitzvah, mitzvah is amasim toivim, he should also put in all his koiches and tears and mashkia whatever he can possible hider mitzvah zekayli vanvayi in order so that the mitzvah should be a geshmaka mitzvah and he should be proud of the mitzvah. Hashem should be proud of the mitzvah. Now this carries on. The Maral in Kvira Sari on the page says, as what's pshat, when a person goes up on Yenevelt, why is it referred to as Iketol the same? It's also a tolda. Why is it Iketol the same? When a person goes up on Yenevelt, his children stay on this world. His children that were brought up in this world stay on this world. The ones that are, that come with him, only Masim Toivim come with a person up there on Yenevelt. Imamayla is Kedai to be Mashkia a lot in order so that when you come up there, you have what to come with. Your children, Avadu, will give you Naches on this world. Abi Masim Toivim will give you Naches on Yenevelt. Dosib Shat Iketol the same Shal Tzadikim is Masim Toivim. The basis rule of Ge used to say, he used to add on, that when a person himself is an example, is an Elchi Yid, Imamayla, the children later on grow up also to be Elch Yid, watching the father. Azoi, the koiches that a father puts into his masim toivim, is goyim later that his children should also want to be Elch Yidin. An example. There's an interesting Midrash Tanchima this week, which I gave over a year and a half ago. I had the Bochin Yingeman in my koil that was Nifter Rachmun, that's turned Moshe Beg, one of the 45 Kedoshim. So I showed his wife at the time a Medrash Tanchim, and Trisamta Medrash Tanchim, and I'll say the Lushan. Eile tol des noyach, kach pusak reb Tanchim, bar Abba v'umar, we'll carry on a bit. Omer Rebbe Hida Alevi, v'shu she udam istalik min v'oilam. When a person leaves the world after 120, v'loi bunim rachmun litzlan, he didn't have any children. He maitze reboiche, he's very sad and he cries. Oim eloi akudish murechi, lomu atu boiche, why are you crying? Because he didn't set up any children of the interest of Eld in the Olam Hazeh. The Roinshem tells him, Yeshlechu pri yofim in abunim. You have a pri that's much nicer than having actual children. It says, pri eitz chayim, bunim eina oime, elu pri tzadik, v'chayin toldoisav shel udam, Eili Hamasim Toivim, V'chein Hi Oimer, Eile Toilis Noyach, Noyach Ish Tzadik Tomim. Which is a great Chizik Rachmun Litzlan to someone that leaves the world without any children. They come up there on the end of the world and they're sad, they didn't leave over any parents for Ilam Azeb. The Rebbe Inshinim tells them, Avada would have been trying to have on the end of the world. Abul Amaisi Yuzoiche, to have Priyay Tzuda, to have Paris, Masim Toivim, which is a Gewaldige Schir. Kim Dachos, Iketol the same shall tzadikim is masim toivim. We said there are three types of children one can have: bunim, esanefesh ashusi bechuran, kamulam is mechaveri teri keli yoldei, and the third one is iketol the same, which is referred to as the ike, which we were mazve. Iketol the same shall tzadikim is masim toivim. Coming back to the gemura in Yimedaf Ayin Aleph, we asked a gevaldige question: emroya udam shatoyre pisekes mizare. We see that one that loses that his children are straying from the Yiddish path. What should he do to get them back on track? Now, children, we just said, can be three types of meanings. One of the meanings we said is Iketol Liseim Shel Tzadikim is Masim Toivim. Could be the Gemurah is referring to a Buche. We're not talking about Yingeman. Imroya Udam Shatoyri Pisekes Mizaroi. One sees that his Zaroi, his Masim Toivim, his Iketol Liseim are not going in the right direction. It's what's the Eitze Yeilich V'Yisu Bas Talmud Chochem. He should go and marry a Bas Talmud Chochem. Azoi, he'll set his tracks right, and Mamayla, he'll be able to continue his life in a geshmaka way. So Mroya Udam Shatoyre Pisekes Mizaroi, Zaroi here means Iketol the same Shal Tzadikim, which is Masim Toivim. Lemaitse the Gemurah in Yime needs a beer. The Gemurah says, Mroya Udam Shatoyre Pisekes Mizaroi, is Yeilich V'Yisu Bas Talmud Chochem, Mashma. The Lekatchila one should look for a Shidduch, which is a push to lady, Nishkan Bas Talmud Chochem, and also he should get married to her. The Gemurah says in Psochem, the famous Gemurah of Mem Tes, Lo'oilam yim kerudam kol ma sheyeshli. One should sell whatever he has in order so that the Yisu Bas Talmud Chochem, so that he can marry a Bas Talmud Chochem. Azoi och v'yasi bitoy le Talmud Chochem. He should marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chochem. Mushal le'inveh hagefen, be'inveh hagefen. Dovar nuwe meskabel. Now the question is, we see that lekatchile one should go marry a bas tamid chochem. Why does the Gemara say only after if one sees his children are straying from the path, he should then go marry a bas tamid chochem? This question is asked of Znishaloy Shveh. The harder question is, we see the Gemara says in Ksibas Daf Nien, a famous Gemara, Be'isha Hiskini, Isha was a place, Be'isha they were Masakin, the Hamavazvas, Al Yavazvas, Yoyse Mechoymish, which means one that spends money on mitzvahs shouldn't spend more than a choymish of his savings. Now Rashi learns Hamavazvas is referring to mitzvahs tztoka. That one that gives away his money shouldn't give away more than a fifth is referring to mitzvahs tztoka. But other mitzvahs, Enchename, you're allowed to spend all your money on. The Rambam paskins that it's referring to all the mitzvahs. I'll say the Lushan HaRambam. Elu kol amafazer memoine b'mitzvahs, al yefazer yoyse mechoymish. One that's being mefazer his money should only be mefazer, not more than a choymish, and it's referring to all types of mitzvahs. And as always, gepaskins in the Remu and Shulchan Aruch now we just had, in Siman Tuf Reish Nian Vov, the Remu brings the Gaba Esterik, that Esterik and all types of mitzvahs, one should make sure not to spend more than a fifth of his money. Oy bazoy zeh shve. Why lo ilam yim karu dam kol ma sheyesh li? Why should one sell whatever he has in order to marry a bas talmud chochem? L'chayre, you're only allowed to spend up to a fifth of your money on a mitzvah. Why is the mitzvah of getting married worth more than any other mitzvahs? There's an interesting kolbe. The kolbe was a rishon, which is brought down many times by the Abbas Yosef and other achrayim. I'll say the lushna Abbas Yosef. Why should one go and marry a bas talmid chochem? Ela oylam yim kerudam kol ma sheyesh lev yasi bitter le talmid chochem v'yesu bas talmid chochem. Why should one do that? She'ein duva megina v'le meriva b'seich beisam shel talmid chachomim. There's no duva megina. There's no discomfort and argument in the bias of a talmid chochem. Now we have to understand why a Talmud Chochem had no Megina Meriva. Mamayla, English gentleman, a Balmidas Derech Eretz. Mamayla, Zahmensch, is Taka, one should marry, see to marry a Balmidas. Of a Talmud Chochem, they shine the Talmud Chochem, but why Shain Megina in Meriva, the basis of Talmud Chochem? This is a Lushna Kolbe, it's a Rishon solution. The Torah tells us in Tehillim, Torah Sashem Tamimu Meshivas Nufesh. The Torah Sashem is Tumim, it's Gantz. And it's Meshivas Nufesh, it calms a person down, it calms a Nefesh down. Now the Maral says, why is that the Torah calms a person down? I won't say the whole notion of the Maral. One that learns the Torah becomes a Tumim, Gantz, Geshmak. And Azoyoch, it says, Tumim Tiyem Hashem Elekeichu. K'moy Dechsev, Rashi brings there, V'loisach K'ir Achar Hu Asidus. One shouldn't think about what's going to happen. It's very negaya nowadays. The Olam is nervous with inflation, the prime minister, the interest rates. The Torah tells us, Tumem tiyem Hashem elekeichu, leisachkir acheru asidus. We have to do every day as it comes and not be nervous about what's going to be the next day. There's a famous story which happened or didn't happen. There was a goy, he was Rachumun Latlana anti-Semite. He was called Henry Ford, a famous goy. He made the car Ford. And the story goes that he was once in Mexico and he met a Mexican fisherman on the riverbank. He asked the Mexican fisherman, what are you doing, kid? Why are you relaxing? The fisherman was relaxing. He said, why are you relaxing? He said, I'll be honest with you, I finished my work for the day. He said, okay, but why are you relaxing now? What do you do the entire day? He said, look, 3 hours a day I catch fish and then I just sit and relax and play with my children, spend time with my wife, and that's all I do. He said, Henry Ford told him, look, I'm a Harvard graduate, I've got a business degree, and that's not the way you're going to make money. Let me teach you a thing about business. If you go and work only 3 hours a day, how many fish did you catch? 30 fish, okay. If you would go work 6, even 9 hours a day, you'd make 90 fish a day. Okay, and then you'll be able to hire workers and go out in the sea, in the Central Sea, and be able to catch more fish. Okay, and then you'll be able to provide not only with your little village with fish, but also the entire city. And then go on to Mexico. And then you'll be able to move out to New York City and sell your shares in the greatest business and become a billionaire. and then you'll be able to buy yourself a mansion on the outskirts of the village somewhere in New York and build yourself a beautiful mansion to buy whatever car you want and put them all outside and have a geschmackerleben. And then you'll be able to have so much money that you'll build yourself a river in the garden and you'll be able to sit and relax there and go on a whole day and just relax there. So Mexican fisherman said, that's exactly what I'm doing now. Just I haven't got the whole pressure behind me. I haven't got the whole business behind me. It's a goyish blick. We mustn't think too much about what's going to happen. The Bris Geruv used to say a story which teaches us a chuyves ha'ishtadlis. About the one mustn't sit back on the riverbank and just sit there. We have to have ishtadlis. But the shal is, what does ishtadlis mean? The Bris Geruv used to say on ishtadlis means there was once a girl who was a balas tshiva. She herself decided as a young girl to become a balas tshiva. And she used to sit at home and do el chazachin, but her parents were very unhappy about her decision to become a balas tshiva. One Friday afternoon, she's sitting at home, and her parents come over to her to say that they're going away for the weekend. She asks them, okay. So they say, we want you to come into the shop and look after the shop. She starts trembling, what's going to be here? I want to be a balas tshiva, I want to be an el chayid. Till now I've been able to hide it. What am I going to do now? She comes into the shop Friday afternoon, and with the Tehillim, she starts crying and dumbing, Rabbeinu Shalom, please help me, that no one should come into the shop to buy anything, so that I shouldn't be machshel, I shouldn't be nichshel, and have to be mechal Shabbos. Mekach have the whole Friday afternoon, until closing time, no one turned up. The next morning, she wakes up, Shabbos morning, she goes again to the shop without being mechal Shabbos, and she turns up, she starts saying Tehillim again, Rabbeinu Shalom, please help me, no one should come to the shop. Mekach have 12, 1, 2, 3, at 3 o'clock, she thought to herself, her parents are coming home that evening. They're going to come into the shop. They're going to see the till is empty. They're for sure going to be choshete that she didn't open up the shop. What should she do? As she's sitting and thinking about it, a man walks in and he's looking around quietly. A couple of seconds later, he picks up a keli and he's looking at it from all angles. He then comes over to her. How much is this item, this small keli? It should have been 5 shillings, let's say. And she said 500 shillings. He said 500 shillings for this keli. You know, in other places and get them for cheaper. She says, Adi Rabbi, go to another place and buy it there. He goes out of the shop, comes back a few seconds later, says, you know, I've been to all the shops, I can't get it anywhere. Maybe you can do a better price. He says, no, it's 500 shillings. And Azoi, Ahin and Sirik, and they're arguing. She says, you know what, if you want a better price, my father's coming home in a couple of hours. Come back when my father comes back and you'll be able to buy it then. But he says he's got a party on later that afternoon, he can't wait for her father to come back. As they're arguing back and forwards, he says, you know what, I'll pay you even 1,000 shillings, but sell it to me now. She said, no, I have to wait for my father to come home. I don't know how to use a till, etc. And she's trying to get out of it. As he's arguing back and forwards, she looks at her watch and she sees, hey, it's just Motzei Shabbos. She then goes to tell him, you know, the reason why I was pushing you off was because it was Shabbos and I'm a Yid and I didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. But now that's Motzei Shabbos, let me tell you, the price is 5 shillings. You can buy it now and go home. He was so in the spool, he was so impressed by this girl, how stark she was in the Shabbos, that he told her, here you have 1,000 shekels, and he left the shop. 1,000 shillings, and he left the shop. He left the shop, her parents later came home, and they came to the till. They were sure they would find it empty, and they see 1,000 shillings. They asked the girl, what's going on? Tell us a story. In all our years, we've never had anything like that in a day. She said, I'll tell you the truth, and she told him the whole maisa. In the end, the parents were so in the spool, and they also were choyze, the Yiddishkeit, they became Yidden again. The Bris Geruv used to say, V'loi sachkir achar hu asidus. A mensch darf machen nishtadlis. Aber tumim tiem Hashem elokeichu. We have to be ganz with the Rabbi Nishleilam. Toiras Hashem temimu meshivas nufesh. One that is ganz with the Torah, one that is ganz with the Rabbi Nishleilam, is as that person is meshivas nufesh. The Chofetz Chaim, we have to know what are the Chovetz HaYishtadlis that a person should do. So Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Brirah, in Shaar HaTzion and Semekifni and Vov, brings a Meridi Galushin. In Tzivkut and Gimel, he says, in Kedai Shelo Yirama Oysa HaYaitze, how much does one have to work? What are the Chovetz HaYishtadlis? Yisboinen. Ili Yehoi Mischaev Luznes Chaveiroi, Ili Halbisha Lefi Erkoi. If one had to haltos to keep up his friend, he would go through his friend's lifestyle and go through the minimum amount that he needs, and also he would halt him most. He wouldn't spend any extras on yen. Azoy och, a person has to make sure to spend on himself only as much as he would do for yen. He shouldn't go and do more than he has to for ishtadlis. That is a koyach ishtadlis. Getting back to our question, we ask that why should a person sell everything in order to get married? We find No, pshat is that when a person, the Torah is doch in their life, the Torah is our life. Without Torah, we're nothing. Without Torah, we don't exist. The Gemara says that pekiach nefesh is one should spend all his money. Someone that lives without Torah is doch nish kaleven, is nish kaleven. And mamayla, one has a chiev to go spend all his money in order to be able to get married. Hamavazvaz al yavazvaz yosem chomish is referring to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is after one has a Torah, one can spend money, and that should be up to a chomish. Why take should one get married? Because the Gemara says, Ashuri b'loy ish, Ashuri b'loy Torah. In order to achieve the Torah, in order to be able to learn the Torah, the Shema, one has to be married. And Mamayla zei geshmak, why one should go, and loylam yim kerudam, kol ma sheyeshloi, v'yesu bas talmud chochem. Eile toilis noyach, noyach ish tzadik. Eile toilis noyach. We find this morning we said, in Rosh Chodesh Benchen, Rushay chedushim la'am chunisatu, zaman kapuru l'chol toil doisam. What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a zaman kapuru l'chol toil doisam. Now we don't find the solution toil doisam, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. It should have been Rishon Chedushim Amkin Nesatu. Zaman Kapur L'chol Avoy Nesayim. What's a L'chol Tel Doisam? What's a L'chol Tel Doisam? It's not my question. The Torah of Yosef in Simon Tov Chof Gimel, Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, brings into some solution from the Archus Chaim L'Hurash. B'Shem Hurav Yehideh Halevi. Ki Keni Tel Doisam, what's a L'chol Tel Doisam? Shav Ala Chedushim. Why do we need Rosh Chodesh? In order to be Mesachin, he says, the Yemei HaChodesh, and Azoi we should be, we say in Misef, Miyad Soinai, that we should be able to come out of the Yetzaharas Nisyonis, and Azoi Fadim Dafna Rish Chodesh. That's how we need the Rish Chodesh in order to be Masakin ourselves. I was once Mazbet to a Bucha, I said it's like a cable car. One goes on the cable car, then the cable car starts off here and goes there, and then you have a string across. And then along you have numerous sticks holding up the cable car. Now, why do we need that? The string would l'chore be able to hold up the cable car. So, because if the cable car would go down, 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 it would be much harder to go back up. But if it would stay with these sticks, it stays quite straight. Rosh Hashanah is here, the two sticks on both sides, to be a kapuras avoinis. But every Rosh Chodesh, we need a tikkun as a rehab to be able to recapture ourselves and get back to us. And that's why on the cable car, when you're on the cable car, by the stick, it starts trembling a bit and it goes further. It starts. Azoyach Rosh Chodesh should be as a tzitta, as a man kapur l'chol tel doisam, for all the mas and toivim, and Azoyach will be able to carry on to get in. And that pshat could be Rosh Hashanah hasn't got Rosh Chodesh. We don't find Chanukah is not doich Rosh Chodesh. Why is Rosh Hashanah not called Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh? Pshat is that Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Chodesh in the biggest scale. That's when we have to have the bigger kapur savoinis. And the whole year, we have Azoyach Rosh Chodesh along the way. What are the toilets of Noyach? What are the advantages of being a Noyach, a ruige mensch, a ben Torah? The advantages are Ish, one could be a man. A tzaddik could be a tzaddik. Tumim, just the shleimus, he could be tumim with the rabbinic shleim, gantz. And the Mura v'shumish and others for him say hoyu. The Medrash says, Ein v'hoyu elilushin simcha. A tumim, someone that's tumim is hoyu. Is besimcha. And Mamayla goes over by the Roisov. It carries on to the children. Like the Bais Yisrael said, a person that's elch with himself is okay for himself, is besimcha himself. Mamayla goes over to the children. We'll end off with a Meridig and Mushal, the Heli Chasim Sofer says, there was once a father, a king, that had a son, a prince. And the prince was married by Malchus. He kept on being married by Malchus. He was the only child. And the father kept on warning him, if you're going to behave like this, we're going to have to send you away. And the child carried on doing his Shlechta Masim. Now, day in, day out, after a couple of months, there was a Gracer party, and the king was sitting there all prestigiously, and the son comes in and just slaps his father across the face. The king then decided, that's it, he has to send the son away. The king told his son that afternoon, you're going away to a far island. The son arrives to the far island, and he suddenly chops his bitter matzav. Till today, he took it for granted what he had. He suddenly chopped, hey, where am I? He's sitting there with a few Havof and the Goyim, a few billiger cheap Goyim. And Azoi, he's sitting there. One day, he was so depressed that he decided that he's going to write his father a letter to tell his father how much he misses his father and how much he wants to. He misses his gold and his silver and his food and clothing and drinks. And he doesn't have anything of the sort here. He sent the letter to his father. A couple of weeks later, a beautiful boat arrives with packages packaged to the king's son, the prince. And the people at the port, oh, look at these beautiful boxes. Wow. And it comes in, They bring it into the island, and they're looking for the prince. And the people that bring it to the prince all come with, because they all want to see how happy the prince is going to be. And they arrive to the prince, and the prince looks at it and starts crying. They ask the prince, "Are you mashiga? We would love to give you one of these boxes. Why are you crying?" So the prince said, "When I sent the letter to my father, Avada, I was missing all the gold and silver and alligator zachem. But the most important thing I wanted was to go back to my father, to go back home, to go back to be in the Paltrin Shamelech in the palace. We had the Rosh Hashanah, we had the Yom Kippur, we had the Sikkot Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We were zoiched to all our Shpuas Toivis and the Mitzvah, it'll be a gewaltige year. But we have to remember that the Ikke that we need now, Rosh Chodesh, is that V'sechazenu Aynayini B'shevchu L'tzio in Berachmim. We want to be zoiched to go back to the Paltrin Shamelech. Avada, we're happy with all the goodness that Rabbi Nishlan gives us, and we're not complaining. We want to be able to be zoiched to go back to the Paltrin Shamelech, to the Beis HaMikdash. Zal de'ayim sh'takeh helfen. Azor chudash al-tziyan tuer, v'nizkeh chiludi b'mheir l'oirim. And the mitzvah Shem, all tizaman, together with the Shefa Shleitzich, will be zoiched to be rescheduled and resituated in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Amen.
Amen. So if you're